this week's episode of Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you'd like to get in touch, please do. I love reading all your messages and then sending them on to my anonymous friend. The email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. And if you wanted to contact me on TikTok, it's amybutler66, AmiButler66. And my Instagram DMs are always open, amybutler96. Thank you so much to everyone who listens and downloads the episodes and subscribes and comments and messages me about them. Every little interaction is appreciated and it's so lovely to hear from you all. So thank you so much. Let's get on with this week's episode. Hello and welcome back to this week's episode. I have my anonymous friend with me.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Oh, I wish I could answer back.
Hello. Let's mix it up for our international peeps.
Me gusta.
Oh.
Amy.
Oh, I like Amy.
Is that what it means? Oh.
Listen, I haven't been doing Duolingo that long, so, you know.
Oh, I need to get on Duolingo.
Yeah.
I would love to speak a bit of Spanish. How am I? I have just had a load of news, like, pied in my face.
Good news?
Really good news. Unfortunately, I can't share it, which is really annoying. Hopefully, this good news is going to lead on to more good news, which hopefully I can then explain to everyone and you and anyone who wants to know what the good news will be.
Well, I'm going to manifest for you that you get to tell me the good news, because the good news is always good news.
When I tell you manifestation works, if you just believe, oh my God.
Okay. That's good.
It's crazy. It's so powerful. It's wild.
Wow. That's good. I'm glad you're good. We haven't had a little catch up in a hot minute.
We actually haven't. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm all right. I don't know. Trucking along. Ready for the weekend.
Oh, I'm so ready for the weekend, and it's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
Peep behind the curtain, dear listener. We're filming
It's Tuesday. But when it comes out, it'll be Friday, and then it will be the weekend, so woohoo!
Woohoo! We made it! On the weekend! I will be honest with you. I feel like recently I haven't been the most positive about feeling asexual, you know?
Yeah,
I'm feeling a
little rut myself.
Are you?
Maybe our ruts have synced up.
Maybe they have, like, periods.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I could be better. And do you know what it could be, though? And I am going to blame it on this. I'm going to blame it on the sun. I just need the sun to come out and then everything just feels so much better.
The sun needs to be a bit more consistent. I'll be real, because it comes out and you go, oh, yeah, sun's popping off. And then it goes, actually, I've got a little bit of stage fright. And then it goes again.
It's like, sun's popping off. My asexuality is great. Sun's back in. I feel like crap. Yeah. I don't know why I had to sing
but
that.
It's fine. We love a little jingle. But I think that can be said about, like, a lot of things. Like, the sun really affects people's moods in general. Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. In the summer, me and you was out and proud at Pride, loving life, being asexual.
Oh, my God, this year.
In the winter, we're like, no.
We need to pop off at Pride. How do we do that? How do we...
We had a great time last time.
We did.
It was just me and you.
It was great. I feel really like we were very incognito, though.
We were very incognito.
Like, no one would know.
But we went with a bit more of a purpose, because obviously, like, you were filming some stuff.
I was. So. It was really cool. I hope that I can do more stuff like that this year. That would be so fun.
Yeah, it was. And then we kind of... But we were right at the start, weren't we, of the whole...
Like parade.
And so then we walked, we got to see loads of it, so that was really nice.
Now it was really cool, actually, although I did ruin my trainers, but we won't talk about that. There were so many people just treading on my feet.
it was very squashy. I feel like we need to plan it a little bit better, rather than just chaos queens that we are, just going to Pride with no planning.
Do you know what? Manifestation is working for me at the minute. I might just manifest some sort of pride situation.
Do it. I will also do the same. And then
I need to be more specific on what to ask for, though. So maybe I'll have a little think, and then I'll ask the universe for it.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
I think it's in, like, giving mood at the minute, so...
That would be nice. That would be nice. You know, it's just a little bit... Throw a little bit of asexual love our way.
Yeah, that would be good. Talking about asexual love and throwing it our way, how's dating school going for you? Or is it not? It's just not going
for you. I think I'm on school holidays at the minute.
I've done weekend now. 1 week and I'm ready for a rest.
Yeah. No, do you know what? It's fine. I'm not really finding people... I don't know if it's me, like, we've had conversations before where we're, like, we probably self-sabotage without even realising because it's, like, there's so many hurdles and barriers and things like that, but I'm kind of trying to... I feel like I'm finding lots of things wrong that aren't wrong. It's just me being a bit too nitpicky and, like,
yeah.
our dating pool is more of a puddle anyway.
Mm.
And I think...
Sorry, yeah. Carry on.
No, I think I'm just, like, being a bit picky. But then I'm like, am I being picky because actually I don't want to date? Do I want to date? Do I not want to date?
Like, I get like that.
And then I'm also, I go through phases where I'm like, you know what? I don't want to date anyone. I'm so independent. I like who I am. I'm happy with this. I've been focusing on myself and I've been focusing on, like, I'm really enjoying going to the gym and spending time with my friends and their kids. And I really like that. And I don't want someone else to come in and ruin that and all of that stuff. And then the next day I'll be like, oh, but I'm so lonely. Like, it would be nice to just, you know, have one person to hang out with and tell them about my day. And
like, be your plus one to see your friends' kids and stuff, maybe.
Yeah, and stuff like that. And, like, just in general, it's just a bit like, I think I'm so backwards and forwards about the whole thing that it's a bit like, ugh. But it feels so much like a job. And I don't want it to be a job.
Yeah.
But I think the way that dating does work now is you do actually have to have put that investment in it and put the investment in people and put the investment in yourself. But if you're not mentally in the space to do that, it's not gonna work. Like, but
yeah.
So
I think as well, for me, I know myself. Well, actually, to be fair, I've not been on dating apps for a while now, so maybe I have changed a bit, but I've just know that, like, I can... Huh?
Good look.
Yeah, literally, I need it.
They are wild, like, places.
I just know that I'm going to be getting the ick off of people's, like, photos and stuff.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
I get the ick so easily.
Yes, I get icked really easily, but I don't know whether it's me actually being icked or I'm just... icking myself on purpose because actually I'm just a little bit of a wimp.
I completely agree.
Like, I'll see someone's name and I'm like, well, I don't like that name. And it's like, there's nothing wrong with the name. Like, it'll be like Sarah or Katie and I'm like, no. And there's nothing wrong with those names. Like, I've got friends with those names. Or I'll be like, oh, I can't go out with a Hannah because I've got a friend called Hannah. And it's like, that's not a reason. That's not a reason not to date someone. Like, there's not.
Yeah, it's hard. I tell you what we're going to do today, whether this makes a podcast or not, I need to decide whether it's going to be entertaining, but let's make my Hinge profile and then it's done. And then I've got accountability, do you know what I mean? Then I've done it. Then I need to go on it, but, you know, that could be interesting. You can help me.
Of course, because this is the other thing, is, like, some of the things that I write, 'cause you have to write all these, like, prompts and things, and I read people's and I'm like, that's so funny, that's so clever, or, like, people will put stuff up and I'm like, oh, wow, like, you're so confident, like, that's a really nice picture, like, I am positive about people as well, but then, like, mine just says stupid stuff because I can't think of what to write, but then I'm also a bit like, I don't want to put some philosophical stuff on here for people to go, oh, wow, she's really deep. I'm not deep. I'm about as deep as a shot glass. Like, it's not... Like, I want to give the true impression of myself, but sometimes, like, I am just a bit of, like, a Silly Goose, but like, do I want to put Silly Goose out there too early? Or then I'll see people and I'm like, oh, you're really like, you're really pretty and like your profile really speaks to me. And then I'm like, but actually you won't like me because like I'm not your level of like, do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
So it's just a bit like, ugh. I'm really selling this to you. You know, you're like, oh, let's set up my Hinge profile, and I'm just talking to you about how it's a...
I say set it up. I've actually just logged into Hinge, and I've already got a profile.
Ooh.
It's just taken my last profile. Should we have a look at see what it says?
Let's do it.
I think this could proper out me. Maybe we won't fully set it up, because I feel like that could be quite boring, but it's changed a little bit, I won't lie.
Yeah, have I told you how many likes a day you get to send out? I feel like I've told you this.
No.
Right, so back in the day when I was on Hinge, it's even better, when I was pretending that I was straight, you used to get like 20-odd likes, 30-odd likes that you could like people, and they've made it now so that you can like 8 people a day.
Oh, is that it?
8.
Right, how do I... I'm so sorry, but how do I get even onto my profile?
You got it.
I found it.
You got it. Go, girl.
Right, this is old, okay? I remember...
Listen, I'm going to tell you this now. Me and you, we've been pals for a year now. It's our nearly our year anniversary.
We listen
and we don't judge. Whatever you tell me is on there. I've got a prompt about Tesco club card points. So whatever you say and whatever you've got is not going to be worse than what's on mine.
Okay. So I've got 3 pictures. One of me in a restaurant, one of me at the Emirates, one of me like sat on the side of a thing doing a peace sign, one of me with a sunset, and one of me looking really stupid with like this like fly net over my face with some sunglasses and a hood up.
Nice.
And then one photo of a note that I've written in my phone saying, now my friend wrote this.
Okay.
They thought it would be a good idea. So it says, looking for a creative, funny, fashion conscious, liberal individual who has an interesting profession / hobby. And then one of these faces, like the...
Okay, yes. The little smirky face,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Must be on the same weird level, in quotation marks, as me. And then a little tongue out winky face.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care for selfies or vanity. Ghost. Someone who can be as adventurous and spontaneous as easily as they can chill. With a little glasses emoji.
Oh, I feel like you're really, like, you've really listed all your criteria.
That is, yeah, haven't I? Maybe I should take that off.
I mean, me personally, if I saw that, I'd read it and I'd be like, yeah, no, I'm not good enough.
I really?
Me personally. But I'd also think, in a way, I would find it helpful because I'd be like, right, am I these things? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. And then...
No, I think I need to take that off, really. That's quite like, this is what I want. Do you know what I mean? This is what I want. Give me want. Come on, baby, let me give me want. What's that song?
Give it to me, baby, like boom, boom. It's Rihanna. Rude
Tell
boy.
Me rude boy, but let me give you that. Yes, that song. That's okay, so I've written 3 prompts. First one being, I'll brag about you to my friends if we end up talking for longer than a week.
I like that.
I would as well.
Do you know what though? I like that. Keep that. I like that. That's funny.
Okay, sweet. Okay.
Because the amount of conversations that I've started with people, or do you know what annoys me is people will like my pictures, and which is fine. Like away. That does not annoy me. And then they won't send a message with it. Like, when I like someone's picture, I always try and pick something on their profile that I can, like, ask them about, like, to start conversation.
Yeah.
And they'll like my picture and they won't say anything. So then I'll send a message. And then, like, I'm not even offended if someone says, hey, how are you? I know some people don't like that. But at least they're
At
least they're sending a message and you can kind of start a conversation from it. Like, because some people don't know what to say and it is, like, a bit awkward. But some people... Like, I'll send a message or a question and they'll just put, haha, yeah. And I'm like, all right, that's cute. That's the end of our conversation then.
Yeah, brilliant.
Like, why am I already trying to have to, like, climb mountains just to have a conversation with you when you've liked my picture?
Yeah, fair. You're not selling it, but sure.
But I'm sorry, to go back, I like that prompt because actually that's like relatable. So that's a bit like, yeah.
Okay,
and
cool.
for me, that's an aspiration to be like, all right, I need to talk. She's going to start bragging about me if I can have a good enough conversation that it lasts over a week. Like, that's I think it's a reasonable goal. It's a bit bantery. I like it. Keep that in.
Okay, it's in. It's also got a little monkey with the hands over the eyes at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like a little emoji.
I love emojis.
Oh, I like a little emoji, yeah.
Okay, next one. I'll introduce you to my family if it gets that far. What? That is so stupid.
Yeah, but you know what? One of my prompts says, together we could, ... And I think I put go out, ... Because I'm like, what do I put? Like, I'm on this to obviously go out with people. Like, what do you write?
I'm so bad at, like, the banter.
Do you know what? One of the ones that is quite good. My flatmate has a voice prompt on his, but it's my voice. So it's basically a voice recorded of me, and it says, what would my BFF say about me? And it's my voice doing a voice note being like, he's really great, like, blah, 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 and listing all the reasons why people should go on a date with him. He's not on Hinge anymore. He's loved up. Sorry, ladies.
That's really sweet.
Like, it's like a little bit of bantery that way.
Okay.
But then I'm too scared to put voice prompts on.
Yeah, I wouldn't put my own voice, I don't think.
Mine. Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
I like that idea, though. But I'm going to take that one off. I'll introduce you to my family if it gets that far. So stupid. Okay, next one. One thing I'll never do again. Let my friends do my bio for dating apps. I actually would.
Well, I'm your friend and you're letting me do it, so.
I would totally. I can't do it. I hate it. It's such a chore, man.
It's just cringy, though, isn't it? I always feel, like, really cringed out about it.
Work is hidden. Job title. Visible because I'm a dancer. I think I might take that off.
I mean, I would possibly put, like, maybe, like, performer or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I'm more rounded.
Yeah, but also, like, are people going to read that and go, a dancer? She a stripper?
Do you know what I mean? Also, yeah, people... I was actually talking to my friend about this on Saturday, right? Because we were saying how, like, we used to go out and he... what did he do? I can't remember what he said. I was a little bit... I had a bit of alcohol, so I can't fully remember the conversation. But I remember saying, like, I used to go out to clubs and stuff and I used to, like, reinvent myself because the conversation of, like, hey, what do you do? And I'll be like, oh, I'm a dancer. And they'll be like, oh, whoa, like, can you do the splits? And I'll be like, yeah. That's the end of that conversation. Like, yeah. It's not exciting to me, but everyone is kind of like, it's quite glorified. And it's a lot, like, more glamorous than people think. No, sorry. Yeah. People think it's more glamorous than it is. And so, yeah, they kind of hype it up in their head and it's like...
Like, it's probably interesting if you talk about it and people go, you know, like, what's your favourite job? What styles of dance do you do? Like, you can probably have great conversations about it.
Yeah, but it's not like, can you do the splits? Can you, like, twerk on my face? I don't know, do you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh my God, this is boring.
Can you twerk on someone's face?
I can only twerk in specific situations.
That's not a fact that I know about you. Come on, so irreversary.
Oh God. But do you know what I mean? Like,
it was always
guys as well, because when I used to go out and stuff, I was very much like getting with guys and that. And they would, yeah, very much glorify and glamorize being a dancer. And to me, I'm just like, oh, it's boring. And you always, it's the same conversation at genuinely is, can you do the splits? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God. So I used to go out and just reinvent myself. And I would say that I was an accountant. Just so that, like, there's nothing to talk about. What is there to talk about?
Yeah, no one's going to ask you about your favourite calculator.
Yeah, exactly. So that conversation was dead pretty quick. And then we got...
It's hard, though, if you go out with someone and you go, yeah, no, I'm an accountant. And they go, oh, me too. Do you like this computer programme? And you'd be like, oh!
I'd be like, oh, I think my friend's calling me. I think I've got to go.
Hi! I've only been an accountant for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's very new.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're not just a dancer. Though. There's a lot of... What is the phrase? Is it strings on your bow?
I do have a lot of strings on my bow, and also I describe myself at the moment specifically, I have a lot of fingers in pies.
Oh yeah,
a lot of things.
You do. Yeah, but you do, and like you do loads of different types of work. So I think for you it's probably quite hard to specifically put one job. And I also think, and I mean this no disrespect, if you put something like content creator, which is what one of your job roles,
strings to the bow,
people would possibly be like, oh, I haven't seen you on TikTok, or oh, I haven't seen you. Like, people like to add in their two pence about everything.
True.
So it's like you kind of have to figure out the right, but also it could be a good conversation starter. I'm trying to be positive and also not negative, realistic.
Realistic. Yeah. I'm
trying to be a bit of both.
So what else have I got on here? I've got college, university, bird college, which no one knows what that is. It sounds like a college about birds, and it's not. Educational level, postgrad. I feel like this is all boring.
I can't lie. I don't know if, like, it's different for different people. I don't look at someone's profile and go, oh, let me see.
Have they had their COVID vaccine?
Their educational levels. I mean, I know that people put the COVID vaccine on for a while because obviously the opinions were very much divided. I kind of, in a way, I kind of get that, but also I'm not really bothered if you...
I'm not too bothered. Anyway, I will go through that again, but that is my Hinge profile as it stands. I'll keep you posted.
Baby steps, it's all good. Yes. Like, just...
Baby steps.
Like, we're that still, you know, we're midway through March and you've still only been on a date with me.
My New Year's resolution is not quite being too successful.
Yeah, it's all good. It's fine. But it's baby steps, and you are a very, very busy girl for the next, like, however many weeks. So I think set the profile up, have a little feel about, have a little chat with people and just see what happens.
I'll see what happens. I am kind of in, like, the dating mood, though. However, yeah. Maybe
but
we'll see
the
what
thing
happens.
Is, if you, I know even though you are busy and things like that, when you start talking to people, if you vibe with them and if things are meant to work out, you'll be able to fit them into your schedule and fit them into your life. And, like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it's not, then it's not that.
I just like meeting people organically. Do you know what I mean?
I'm very much the same kind of person, but I think that the world that we're in now is more. And listen, I keep telling you to listen as if you're, you know, not listening. I'm sorry.
I'm not listening.
I've said that a lot today. Listen. But I've got friends who've met partners, husbands, like their actual, like, long-term loves of their lives on apps, like many a friend actually. So
I mean, yeah,
it's not all a negative, horrible place. I think it's
just
overwhelming. Yeah, but also I think it's overwhelming for me and you in terms of, like, the ace side of things. And
I get confused in my head at, like, who I am.
Yeah.
I get confused on my identity sometimes. Like,
yeah. What do you want?
Yeah.
Who do you want it from? Like, yeah, I keep going from, like, girls to boys, back to girls, back to boys, and I'm like, oh, but I don't want anyone. And then I'm like, no, I do.
Yeah.
And then what's my, like, do I have a type? And I'm like, well, clearly you don't have a type because you keep going back from girls and boys.
Yeah, like, I do not have a type. I think.
And do I have, like, because again, with, like, a lot of, as far as I'm aware, with, like, my lesbian friends and stuff like that, obviously people tend to like to categorise themselves, not always, but you've got your femmes, your masks, your chapsticks, your...
I don't even know
them all. But then I'm like, well, what category am I? Because I like a little label. I know some people don't, but I do. But then I'm like, but what category do I want to date?
Yeah.
What categories do I not want to date?
Yeah.
Should I give different categories a chance? And then it's like, why are you asking so many questions? Just go on the stupid app.
Just
start liking people
feel.
And talk to people. And then I'm like, it's bedtime now. It's late. I've been asking myself too many questions and now I don't have any time to swipe anyone. What a shame.
Oh God, I think we need therapy.
Is that not what this is?
It actually is.
Like, I signed up to the wrong class, did I? Oops, sorry.
Definitely a form of therapy for me.
Yeah. We'll get it out. All the feelings.
Oh God. I think that is a good place to end this week's episode.
Yeah, it's been an interesting one.
I won't lie, I don't know if this is a great episode. However, it's going out there.
Well, it's, guys, it's been a long week.
It's been a long week. It's been a long Monday and Tuesday. I don't, yeah. I'm so sorry if this is a bit of a rubbish episode, but this is what you're going to get today.
It's all right. Listen, we might have inspired someone to set up their Hinge profile. Or maybe. We might have terrified and traumatized people into not going on Hinge.
So and do you know, okay, so now that I've set it up, I will have a swipe or two this week, and I will let you know next episode on how it goes and my findings.
Okay, perfect. And I will also have a little swipe.
There we go. I've said it now. I have to do it.
But no, I think just a little midweek Hinge set up, and you've got your task going forward. You've got to do some swiping.
Okay, there we go. That's my homework for this week. I've got to do some swiping. Let us know if you are going to set up a Hinge profile, or if you've already got one, or any kind of dating profile, and let us know any tips or tricks, how you're feeling about it, pros, cons that you're feeling. Just give us your feels. Give
and
us
funny, what funny stories are also welcome. If you've got funny any funny Hinge stories.
Or funny like date stories, any mishaps on dates, any funny date stories. Yes, let's get those in because they can be entertaining. And also, like, you know when you think it's just you having, like, shit dates all the time or, like, funny dates? I promise you, you're not alone. And there are people out there having hilarious dates. And I think we should share them.
Yeah, we're all in this together.
We're all in this together. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I might go watch some High School Musical, actually.
See? It's been a very productive evening.
Oh, my goodness.
It's all good, Bobs.
I'm wrapping it up. There we go. That was this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed. And I promise you, next week's will be better.
We'll be coming in your ears next week.
Oh, God, no. We need a better sign-off. Actually, I want to take back that promise in case next week's isn't any better. And then I don't like breaking promises.
No.
You know, let's lower the expectations.
For sure.
For sure. Right, coming in your ears next week. Bye!